Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at The D Lewis For Real, at 92.9, The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and of course, at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X or Twitter, whichever one you want to call that thing, all right? Still to come here in the show, Coach William Felton, Decatur Bulldogs. Big matchup for them coming up on Friday. They'll take on Stevenson, and got a chance to catch up with Coach Felton. You'll hear that conversation. And right now, going to be joined here in just a couple of seconds. My guy, my partner in crime, represents SCORE Atlanta, Sports Illustrated, covers Georgia Tech. I mean, I thought I worked a lot. This kid works a lot. But Najee Wilkins is going to join us here in just a second. Real quick, though, want to give a couple of shout-outs. Coach RJ Stockbridge checking in. They got a big matchup with Eagles Landing this weekend. Antonio from Whitfield Academy. I ran into him last night at Parents Night. He recognized me from the station, says he listens to us all the time, so really appreciate you. Don't know if you're listening tonight, Antonio, but thank you for the love and support. And then Coach Washington, he's at Hillgrove now, but he was the head flag coach over at McNair, and we originally met back in 2020. This was like year two for flag football, so it was just starting to get rolling, and got a chance to cover McNair that year. So just want to show some love to everyone that shows love to us here on 92.9 The Game and on Prep Sports Nation. All right, let's welcome in Najee Wilkins. Najee, how are you doing this evening? Have you recovered from your weekend?
Great question, man. I'm doing great, man. Excited to be on the show, man. Always fun kicking it with you on Saturday mornings, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. And yes, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Najee, he is my partner in crime. We do the high school scoreboard show on V103 Saturday mornings from 8 to 10, recapping some of the games from Friday night. Got our top 10. We have coaches' interviews and player interviews, all that good stuff. And, man, just so honored that you could take a few minutes tonight to join me, man. And I want to bring you in because, obviously, there's a lot of big matchups this weekend. You've got the Roswell. I think it's Roswell-Buford this weekend. You know, several other big matchups around the state. But I'd have to imagine that in this local area that the Langston Hughes and Douglas County matchup has got to be the biggest matchup in the metro.
Oh, without a doubt. That is the game. And when you look in and you break down this matchup, Douglas County has won two of the last three of this matchup, right? Mm-hmm. And Douglas County is kind of chasing that state championship this year. And they've looked good throughout their first three games, right? Mm-hmm. They have scored 35-plus points throughout the first three, beating Cedar Grove, Jonesboro, and Newton. I think the test in this game, though, Day-Day, is going to be, can that defense slow down that offensive attack of Langston Hughes? When you break it down, they got Carson Baker, Maurice Gleaton. They can throw the ball to the speedsters, and this is one of the best offensive lines that Douglas County has faced so far this season with Arbor commit, Tavares Dice, and obviously Dontrell Glover. They can beat you in a lot of ways, and one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the state, Christian Langford, man, it's going to be a battle on that side of the ball.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up Christian because I was going to ask you, that was going to be my next question. How valuable has he been for the Panthers over there at Langston Hughes? Because a lot of people a lot of people were kind of unsure if this was going to be a team that was going to be able to reload and come back full strength, not full strength, but, just with as much firepower as they've had these past few seasons. And, how valuable has he been since being a part of that program?
He's been incredibly valuable. Like, when you think about it, this kid started as a sophomore at East Coweta, mm-hmm. coming in, right, and led them to a playoffs when he was there. Course, dealt with some things and, bounced around a little bit his junior year, but you get an experienced quarterback that can come in, know your system, knows what to do, doesn't feel rattled or pressured, and can make the throws all over the field and knows how to process well, and he's also a dual threat. So when you have that experience coming in, you feel pretty comfortable giving him the keys to the car.
All right, and you touched on the offensive line. A lot of people, like you kind of even said, consider them to be maybe the best offensive line in Georgia.
100%. I mean, when you look at it, like that's what I said, they can pass protect these two guys. they could also run the ball as well. And that's why they do it. They can do that at a high level. And when you have that, it makes the defense, you know, kind of unbalanced, because you can either – you can hit them with a big play or you can just churn out yardage. And that's what makes Langston Hughes dangerous in this game. And then when you flip it, they ain't looking the other side. Mm-hmm. It's going to be that secondary of Langston Hughes versus those dynamic weapons, right? Mm-hmm. You got Aaron Gregory. You got Rakeith Kelly. You got Devin Carter. Two of those guys, Carter and Gregory, are ESPN 300-type players, right? Both are highly rated, I believe. Carter's a 5-star and Gregory's a 4-star. So it's like with Douglas County, same thing. They can run the ball too, but they got so many weapons, and DJ Bordeaux has continued to look comfortable in that offense. It's going to be interesting to see, like, can they get the pressure on him? Can they get him off his spot? Can they make it difficult for that Douglas County offense?
Yeah, and I was going to say, this obviously for Douglas County, as you mentioned, that offensive side of the ball and the weapons they have. Would you say that this is probably, really for both teams this season, this may be kind of the biggest test for either one of them as far as what they're going to be able to do facing, you know, with those weapons that they have?
100%. I will say this, in 5A, when you look at Langston Hughes, probably going to be on a collision course later down the year with probably a Gainesville and Milton, but mm-hmm. this is a great tune-up game for both teams. And tune-up, I mean, you're talking about best on best, two elite coaches and Coach Daniel Boone Williams and also head coach Johnny White, two going at it. Coach Williams came from his coaching tree. Mm-hmm. And when you break all that down, that experience, it's going to allow them both to assess, hey, where are our teams at this early in the season? What are some things we can continue to work on as we try to make that push? Because both are top ranked. When you look at the standings, the AJC, any other polls, you know, they are right at the top. Douglas County's high in 6A. Langston Hughes is high in 5A. So when you look at this matchup, both of these teams are highly ranked. So they can only get better from it.
Yeah, and like you said, with Coach Boone Williams coming out of the Coach White coaching tree, there's a mutual respect and love. I've actually seen them, you know, been on sidelines when they've interacted, you know, pre and post game. So there's such a mutual respect and love that they have for each other. So that's another thing that just kind of makes this matchup a spectacular matchup this year at Douglas County, because like you said, they have played, and I think last year was, well, I know last year was at Langston Hughes because I was actually at that matchup. All right, Najee, while I got you here for a couple of more minutes, let's look around the state and talk about some other programs. Milton, off to a really good start as well. What are you seeing from them that's been impressive for you?
I think Milton is beating you in a multitude of ways. Like, when you came into the season, a lot of guys making, like, touchdown Atlanta. Like, you think Luke Nichols, C.J. Wiley, Ethan Barbour. But when you look at the whole totality of this team, they're getting it done in the running game. Now, they was running it last year, but you're seeing T.J. Lester look even more comfortable. And, like, the first three games, he's rushed for 100 yards. Like, he put on a show against American Heritage on ESPN, rushed for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. So, for Milton having that balance, and one of the weak parts for them this year was looking at the offensive line. That is a strength, you know. So when you look at this team, secondary, linebackers, defensive line, there is no real weaknesses. And when you can go and beat a national team and then you handle your business with a top team in the state in Buford, I mean, it's going to be hard to say a team in 5A that can knock them off. I think it's two to have a chance to be competitive against them, but it's going to be hard. I mean, this team just looks like a well-known machine, and they're not overdoing it with Luke Nichols, C.J. Wilder, or Barbour. They're winning, running the ball, throwing it, and they're not putting too much on, you know, their playmakers.
All right, another team that gets a lot of national attention, especially at that quarterback position, Carrollton. They're winning, right? But I feel like this year, right now, early on, the chatter about them isn't as big as or high as it was last year, this time of year, early on. You know, how are things looking with them? Obviously, Juju Lewis running at the helm at quarterback. But, you know, how are things looking with them? Are you expecting them? Because, obviously, they're in that region with Douglas County, so that's a big matchup that's going to be coming up. But, you know, do you feel like they, you know, they're still going to be right there in the mix for title contention?
Yeah, without a doubt. This team has too many pieces everywhere you look. They can run the ball and throttle you down with Kamari Farmer, who's probably one of the better running backs in that junior class. Then they also have weapons on the outside with Ryan Mosey they can get the ball to, who's really good. And then Juju just has a good command of the offense. Like, he's very accurate with the football. He doesn't make mistakes. Threw for 350-plus yards in his last game. He's just been doing his thing, and that's why he's on so many award watch lists and things like that. He's just calm, and this is his third year in the offense. So offensively, I don't feel like they're going to miss a beat. And then defensively, they got two of the best defensive backs, right? Mm-hmm. They got Dorian Barney, the Alabama commit, then Zealous Hicks, who's a top safety in the 2026 class. And they got a linebacker, CJ Gamble, that can come downhill and lay big hits. So this is a very well-rounded team. So when it's said and done, and you're looking at 6A in the totality, you're probably looking at a Grayson. You're looking at a Douglas County. You're looking at a Buford. And you're looking at a Carrollton in that conversation for title contention. That's kind of a top four team. So I think Carrollton, before it's said and done, will be there. Coach Joey King knows how to, you know, work well with quarterbacks. He formerly coached Trevor Lawrence at Cartersville. We see he's in the league now. So I think the pressure, though, is going to come probably more towards the end of the season, Day-Day, because this team expects to contend for a title.
All right, last one before I let you go. Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Najee Wilkins, Score Atlanta, covers Georgia Tech, Sports Illustrated. Is there a hat I'm missing, Najee?
a show just debuted, Georgia High School, Sports Daily.
Yes,
I'm doing that on TV.
I knew I was missing a hat. But, you know, you mentioned them briefly, but we got to talk about Gainesville and what Coach Nippley is doing over there with the Red Elephants. Again, looking strong very early on. Could this be the year that he gets them over the hump?
You know what's crazy about Coach Nibbler, Day-Day, and I know you're very high on this program, he has never lost in a regular season before. Like, he has won every game in the race. I believe he's 23-0. And what's so crazy about this journey, Day-Day, is he's doing this with a sophomore quarterback and Kareem Hughley, who's just got his first start a couple of weeks ago. And four of the first games were on the road.
Right.
Talk about impressive. That is how you do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think Gainesville definitely has a chance. They have a great front defensively with Xavier Griffin and Julius Columbus. You're not going to be able to run on the outside with them because they're so quick and have so much speed. You're not going to be able to run up the middle with Julius Columbus right there in the middle. And they got a pretty good corner in Judah Knight, who's also good. And then looking offensively, one of the better offensive lines. When you compare offensive lines in the state, Day-Day, you look at Langston Hughes, you look at Gainesville, Alex Payne, UNC commit, Tyler Ford, a top 2027 offensive tackle. Like, they got so many ways they can come at you. And then the receiving core, last but not least, Day-Day, one of the most underrated receiving cores. Shane King, right, the Troy commit. You got Jeremiah Ware, Georgia Southern commit. And you got Christopher Tad Smith, who's just the explosive playmaker. They got so many ways they can hit you, and you cannot replicate Josh Niblett and his experience that he has as a championship-winning coach. I've seen him basically out-coach really good coaches. That's how elite he is. It's hard to replicate that.
Man, good stuff, Najee, and thank you for joining us, man. And you know what? I'm glad we do the Saturday show because we could do this all day, especially with you and everything you know. So, man, appreciate you hopping on and looking forward to catching up with you on Saturday when we do our thing 8 to 10 on V103.
Yes, sir, man. Have a good rest of the day. Thank you so much for letting me come in.
Without a doubt, man. We'll have you on again for sure.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You too. All right, again, that was my guy, Najee Wilkins. Like you said, Score Atlanta, Georgia High School. Georgia High School Football Daily covers Georgia Tech for Sports Illustrated. And I am honored that he actually gets to hang out with me and rock with me on Saturdays on V103 on our high school scoreboard show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 10. All that information you just heard right there, you can get that same type of information on Saturday mornings. Plus, we recap some of the games from Friday and look forward towards games coming up, and we do a top 10 as well. Our top 10 is a different top 10. We throw out classifications. It's a top 10 amongst all classifications. So good stuff from Najee there, man. Definitely have to have him on again. As you heard, he really knows his thing, man. I know I get around and I try to cover all the different sports, but you know, I really love this young man and what he's been doing. All right, coming up, Coach William Felton, Decatur Bulldogs. Big matchup for them on Friday. Stevenson Jaguars going to be in their house, in the dog house. So I'll be on the sideline, but I got a chance to catch up with Coach Felton. You'll hear that conversation. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.